The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Revealing how the world really works. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, and welcome to a summary of this week's main show. The show is entitled, The Main Thing is That the Main Thing Must Remain the Main Thing. Now, what does all that mean? Well, you may remember the 1991 comedy City Slickers. It starred Billy Crystal as Mitch, young man from the city, and not that young, 39, and Jack Palance, a grisly, experienced cowboy. And this scene in particular should ring a bell.
Do you know what the secret of life is?
No, what?
This.
Your finger?
One thing. Just one thing. You stick to that and everything else don't mean...
That's great, but what's the one thing?
That's what you gotta figure out.
See, that's for you to figure out, right? What the main thing is. But in the main show, I talk very much about what the main thing is. I speak about the main thing having to do with the cash flow and profit, regardless of whether you're an employee or a business professional or entrepreneur or a small business owner, whatever you are. Profit and cash flow are crucial. In the show, I also speak about why politicians and our intellectual elite hate successful business professionals. I mean, President Obama could barely contain his contempt for successful business people. But they love super wealthy movie stars and super wealthy sports heroes. They love them. Why is it that people who make money through business are worthy of such contempt in the culture, not just from politicians, but from the cultural elite, from academics, from entertainment? They can't stand business professionals, but they love people who make their money through sports or movies. Why is that? And we speak a little bit about who really owns a business, stakeholders or shareholders. Have you ever wondered where the dollar sign comes from? Right, a sort of S with two vertical lines through it. I explained that. And how about, have you ever heard people say about their spouse, oh, my wife's my best friend or my husband's my best friend? Well, I explain why, well, that's not exactly the case. I also take a look at this idea that all kinds of things matter more than cash flow, matter more than profit. Tesla is a case in point, by the way. It went from $200 to $400 a share in 2017, and it's back at $300 or something like that now. But the point is that the market capitalization, the value the market places upon the company, is about $60 billion, which is the same as General Motors. Now, here's the difference between Tesla and General Motors. Tesla sold 2016, they sold 75,000 cars. 75,000. General Motors sold 10 million. Tesla had revenue of $7 billion. General Motors had revenue of $150 billion. On all of that business, Tesla lost $600 million. General Motors made $10 billion. But the valuation of General Motors is no higher than Tesla. This is weird, right? But we have to figure out why that is. Somehow or another, people are buying into a dream that may turn out to be true. I mean, people who are smarter investors than me are putting money into Tesla. But for me, it's hard for me to see that in a field of electric transport that is being jumped into by everybody from Jaguar and Porsche all the way to Chev and Ford, hard for me to believe that the value of the Tesla brand is going to remain that high or go even higher, particularly since Tesla cars are very expensive and the government subsidy of about $7,500 a car isn't going to last forever. So these are some of the reasons I speak about the need to keep an eye on the bottom line. cash flow, revenue, really cash flow and profit are really important. It isn't any good if expenses are rising higher than revenue or rising more quickly than revenue is rising. All of these are concerns and things that we should all look out for. I explain it in much greater depth in the main show, which is called The Main Thing, is that the main thing must remain the main thing. And the main thing is you should have a chance to hear that show. The website is rabbidaniellappin.com, rabbidaniellappin.com. Take a look there at a resource which is useful if you're thinking of redesigning your revenue plan and your financial plan for 2018. It's called the Financial Book Package. Read about it on my website and be in touch. Always very good to hear from you. I'm Rabbi Daniel Lappin. Till next week, God bless.
You're listening to Rabbi Daniel Lappin on demand on the Blaze Radio Network. Find more at theblaze.com/radio.